Hallelujah. God is about to release great things into your life through the undiluted word you're about to listen to. Pay attention, as this sermon will grant you deeper understanding of God's word. And now, here is the undiluted word.
The topic of my message is sent to hell from church. Sent to hell from church. Church is a place where people are prepared for heaven. In church, people are taught how to avoid hell. In church, people are supposed to become the best of themselves. In church, men and women are supposed to find divine purpose for their lives. It is in church that the devil is defeated and God is enthroned. It is in church that sin loses its voice and dominion and righteousness is exalted. There should be a difference between you that never used to go to church and the you that is now a church member, a church worker, or a church leader. Unfortunately, today, people are being made for hell right inside the church. Unfortunately, today, people are moving into hell on a daily basis, right from the pews of the church. That we are having more people in church and yet we are having bad things on the increase. That church people are becoming more like the worldly people. That today there is hardly any difference between the man who calls himself a child of God, a church goer, and the one who doesn't even go to church at all. Unfortunately, the church has become a place for fun, a place for picnic, a place where men can no longer sit down to hear God out. The church has become more like a place where we come to have relaxation and recreation. And that explains why some people will not go to church except there are air conditioners in the church. That explains why some people will not go to church except the church is beautifully built and well decorated. That explains why some people will go to church and they want to spend less than a quarter of an hour of the day and then they go back home. Have you ever asked yourself, if I have to spend 1 hour, 45 minutes in church on a Sunday, what do I do with the rest of my time? Because some of us, we spend hours in our offices. We go to our business places and we spend hours. We visit friends and we spend hours. But in church, we want to stay for 1 hour. 1 hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours. Anything more than that, everything in you is reacting against it. Gradually, people are being made for hell right inside the church. Whereas, we are supposed to be made for heaven in church. We're having Christians who bear the title of Christianity, and yet they don't understand the personality of God. The Bible says they are holding the truth in an unrighteousness. They profess to know Him, yet they deny Him in their attitude and in their works. Sent to hell from church. My prayer for you is that you won't go to hell from church. If Jesus will come on a Sunday, if rapture is going to take place on Sunday, you'll be shocked that right inside the church, many will not be raptured. Right inside the church. Because the church has become a place where some persons have come to look out at fashion. The church has become a place where some persons have come to look at what she wore to church, what he wore to church. What is more important to people today is what they will wear in church and not what they will hear in church. What do I wear to church? There are some who will not come to church because the tailor disappointed them. So they wanted to look too good. They wanted to look very neat. They wanted to look flashing and sparkling. So that when my neighbor sitting close to me sees me, he will say, of a truth, the Lord is good. Now, I sat some time ago and I began to reason. There were times in the early 80s where you would not find this kind of seats in the church. You find benches. You even find some churches. They are sitting on wood. But in such times, people could stay in church for 5 hours, sitting on benches, and they could be there 5 hours. But today we have churches who have almost 3 chairs. I mean, chairs that are made of foam, and people can't sit for 2 hours in church. With that comfort, we still cannot sitting for 2 hours in church. What is becoming of us? What is happening to the body of Christ? What is happening to the people of God? Listen to me. Jesus is coming very soon. And the Bible said he's coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. It's not coming for those who can dress well. It's not coming for those who look sparkling and beautiful. All of those things are good. Please don't go to hell from church. It's understandable if people go to hell from drinking bars. It's understandable if people go to hell from the brothels. It's understandable if they go to hell from all the drinking joint. But it is sad and disappointing if you are going to go to hell from church. Today, instead of preparing for heaven in the church, many persons are being prepared for hell. Matthew chapter 22. I'd like to read from verse 1. Then Jesus answered and spoke to them again in parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who prepared a marriage for his son. And he sent forth his bond servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. No, they would not come. He's giving an invitation, but they would not come. Again, he sent forth other bond servants, saying, tell those who are invited, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fattened cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come, just come. I have prepared the things for you. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 11, he said, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, I have prepared the feast. Come unto me, I have prepared everything for you, but they won't come. They won't come. Christianity is too difficult. They won't come. Anybody that is watering Christianity for you is not helping your tomorrow. Anybody that is telling you, see, well, it doesn't matter. You can serve God anyhow. After all, God looks at the heart. The person is not helping you. In Exodus chapter 3, Moses said, I will turn again and look why the bush is burning and the leaves are not consumed. I will turn again and look why there is so much speaking in tongues in the church and yet power is not being generated. I will turn again and look why there is everyone in church. If we have 200 persons seated, 150 can speak in tongues and yet there is no glory. Every man can say, bless you. Yet the glory is leaving us gradually. The presence of God is no more there. I will turn again and look. While the church have much more people inside and have less people going to God. Less people who know God. I will turn aside and look. While we have cathedrals filled up and down, and yet amongst the people that sits up and down, there are still wicked men and women, still adulterers and fornicators. We still have liars. We still have fraudsters. We still have men who deceive others. We still have those who engage in bribery and corruption. And they have high positions in church. And God is speaking to us today. Be careful that you don't prepare yourself for hell inside the church. Wherever you sit in church does not matter. Whatever you do in church does not matter. What matters is the relationship with him. Hallelujah. But they made light of it, verse 5, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his business. And the rest seized the bond servant and treated them spitefully and killed them. That's the attitude of people in church. Everyone has an excuse. Everyone has a reason. Why? I shouldn't attend the prayer and fasting. You know, we are living in a very busy world. We need to struggle. Everyone has excuse. Everyone has a reason not to serve God the way he or she should serve God. The Bible says they gave excuses. Every man went his way. You see, we came to Port Harcourt City to struggle. I must meet up. And pastors and leaders are not helping us. We are not helping the matter because we have brought Christianity to the place of the people and made them to do it the way they want it. Services are now arranged and organized for the convenience of men. They say, if you can't come in the morning, we'll do afternoon service for you. And so we are raising lazy believers. Praise God. Men who are not willing to sacrifice anything for the kingdom. But no, that is not how it was. Jesus said, if any man is going to come to me, let him deny himself, carry up his cross on a daily basis, and follow me. So today, as pastors, we are not helping it. We said, don't worry, if you cannot come, we will send a bus to your house, and the bus will blow horn, and then you will enter the bus and come to church. I have always said, when God will bless us with buses, no bus will bring you from your house. But when church closes, bus can carry you to your house. That's my understanding, that's my policy. We will not send a bus to come and bring you to church. But if you can come to church, when church dismisses, the bus can take you home. Praise God. Because we are making it easy. Don't worry, if you cannot make it for 9 a.m., we will arrange service for 12 noon. And somebody will carry his Bible 12 noon. And he's going to church. I'm going for afternoon service. And then he sits there, 12 o'clock to 1, 1:30. He carries his Bible back. God will help us. Jesus is coming for a church without spot or wrinkle. Somebody must be willing to drop something for the kingdom. Paul said, I count myself worthy to suffer for the name of the Lord. I count myself worthy. For me to live is Christ and to die is gain. And even though I live, the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. They gave excuses. And there are people that are still giving excuses for service. I can't come. Amen. We don't go to heaven by negotiation. If there is something God has placed inside of me for you, all you need to do is to sacrifice what you have to get it. The Bible says Elisha followed Elijah, and Elijah said, don't follow me anymore. And Elisha said, as the Lord thy God liveth, and I shall live, I will follow you. And Elijah said, I'm going to Jericho. He said, I'm going to follow you. He kept following. He said, I'm going to Bethel. I'm going to follow you. He said, I'm going over to Jordan. I'm going to follow you. This is Elisha, a busy Elisha. This is a man that had something to do, but he had a reason to follow a man, and he forgot about every other thing and followed Elijah until he got a double portion of the anointing. And today we can talk about Elijah because he followed. Listen to me. There is no boss in church that should take you to hell. So if you are going to hell from church, you came with your own boss. Now, because God didn't arrange it that the church should make people for hell. God arranged that the church should make people for the kingdom. But when the king heard of this, he was furious. And he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned their city. Then he said to the bond servant, I'd like you to take special note of the word bond servant. B-O-N-D, servants, bond servant. We are bonded, we are committed. There is something attaching me and that my master. So he sent his bond servant. The bond servants are supposed to have known the master. The bond servants are supposed to have lived with the master. The bond servants are supposed to have understood the master. The bond servants are supposed to have known the way of life, the manner of life of the master, because they have been there almost all their lives. He sent his bond servants. But those who were invited were not worthy. Therefore, go into the highways. And as many as you find, invite to the wedding feast. Now, this is the problem of the church today. He told the bond servant, the pastors, the apostles, the teachers, the evangelists, he has sent them. He said, go to the highways of life. As many that you can find, bring them. And so we want to bring as many as we can find. But listen, That message came with a lot of volume, even though it was not clearly stated. When you are listening, there are two skills to listening, or more than that. Your ability to hear the things that are said, and your ability to hear the things that are supposed to be said that were not said. That's a listening skill. You hear the things that your mommy said, and the things that she should have said, but maybe there was no time for her to say it. The things are still in her spirit. You have ability to connect to it. So anywhere you go, you can say, my daddy and my mommy said this. But even though they didn't say the other word, I still know that they would have said it if I had a lot of time with them. And so he told the bond servant, go to the highways of life. Invite people to church. Invite people for the wedding. Let my house be full. So those bond servants went into the highways and gathered together all they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was filled with guests. At this point, we can shout hallelujah. I am running 3 services. The Lord is good. I have 50,000 members. God is great. Now, that's where God is taking us to. The Bible said they went there and they found both bad and good. There is nothing wrong for a bad person to come to church, but everything is wrong when a bad person comes to church and refuses to change. I have defined church as a hospital to the way to heaven, where those who are going to heaven, when they get sick or they have accident, they take them to the hospital and they are treated and they continue their journey. So you can come bad, but please don't remain bad in church. But you know today, some persons were good before they came to church and became worst while in the church. Because when they came, there was no example to follow. When they came, there was nothing good. In fact, they came to church half done. But when they entered the church, they discovered that they were even better than those who were there before them. So they started getting worse. Praise God. How do you explain that you never had a boyfriend when you were in secondary school or when you were in the university, but when you came to church and became a member of the church, you started having boyfriend and girlfriend inside the same church? Bring the bad. Bring the good. No problem. Let them enter the church. But when they come, they ought to change. The church is a place of change. The church is just like a threshing floor. The threshing floor is where when you carry the wheat or you carry the rice, you get to the threshing floor, you will hit it very hard. Hit it very hard and the chaffs will be removed. And then they will throw it up. When they throw it up, there is something like fan. It will fan the chaffs and then the main substance will drop. That's what the church is, a threshing floor, a place where you'll be hit hard, a place where you will hear the language that may not go down well with you, but that is to change you. The church today has become a place where people want to relax. Have you not seen today that even comedians are brought to the church to share the pulpit with pastors? The Bible said in Psalm chapter 1, blessed is every man who do not walk in the ways of the sinner nor sit on the seat of the scornful. Today we are sitting on the seat of the scornful, even in the church. The church is not a place to share jokes. It's a place where men came and cried and changed their lives. I'm not against those who do so. But you need to understand where God is going. Praise God. Because you bring unbelievers who are not even born again and know God. And they will even crack a joke using the pastor and using God. The devil entered the church we didn't know. And today he has taken a seat. Praise Master Jesus. People are being prepared for hell on a daily basis. People are being arranged so that we no longer have the difference between a church and a place that is not a church. Because what we do outside, we want to transport it and import it into the church of God. Because we want people to feel relaxed. He told us before, I was walking past, I saw a church. They placed a notice, a church. They say, come and watch English Premier League inside the church. They want to keep a television for people to come and watch English Premier League. What are you looking for? The craziness for membership. We just want to have people. God deliver us. God help us. We are preparing people for somewhere different from what God wants. And people like it. go to the church and jump. There's no difference. That's why you can be in church for 10 years and you are still the bad person you used to be. There's no difference between the Peter of 2 years ago and the Peter of now. You have just been ordained a deacon, but you are worse. You still take bribe? You have just been ordained a deacon? And you are going out with a deaconess. Praise God. You see, deacon and deaconess, the combination is a good one. In the same church. God help us. My prayer for you is that when the trumpet will sound, while I am going, I will see you coming alongside. God told Lot, escape for your life. And Lot was walking. He didn't look back. His wife turned to a pillar of salt. And Lord said, you can become whatever you want to become. I'm going forward. I'm going forward. I'm escaping for my life. I'm moving ahead for myself. So if you like, sit behind. No problem. Soon. Soon. And very soon, he will come. God wants to see a people that are sold out for him. A people that understands him. And the Bible says all of them went their way. Bring them bad and good. And the house was filled. And when the king came in to see the guest, he saw a man there who did not have on a wedding garment. When the king came to see the guest, the king will always come to check out his people. He saw inside the church a man who did not put on a wedding garment. Ask me, how did you come? He saw a man not putting on the wedding garment. Whose fault? Remember, the Bible said the wedding hall was filled. Only one man was not putting on a wedding garment, and the king spotted him out. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who did not have a wedding garment, verse 12. So he said to him, friend, how did you come without a wedding garment? And the fascinating thing is that he was speechless. Now, you know what that means. It's either you don't understand the question, or you know the question, you are blaming yourself because you were told how to come and you just decided to come the way you wanted. That's why he was speechless. If he had an excuse, he would have given an excuse. But no, he didn't have an excuse. He became speechless. If the master asks you, are you my son truly? Will you have what to say? After 5 years as a Christian, after 10 years of going to church consistently, you are still the way you used to be. They have said, stop smoking. You are still smoking. And then you will carry tom-tom and put in your mouth and deceive pastors and members, and you think that you are okay. And then you will still come and show up. Nobody knows it. But God knows. When the master will ask you, I hope you will have something to say. The man was speechless. How did you come in here without a wedding garment? The question is, the bond servants were asked to go and invite people. It wasn't clearly stated that as you are inviting them, tell them to wear clothes. The master didn't tell the servant, when you invite them, tell them this is the dress code. But the master had confidence in the bond servants that they know my manner of life. So anybody they are inviting, they will tell the person, this is how to come. That is the responsibility God has given to pastors, to leaders, to evangelists, to teachers, to prophets, and to apostles. I don't need to tell you clearly, but tell them how to dress. Tell them how to come to church. Don't allow people to come to church and tell the pastor how they want to come. In your house, you can sit anywhere, but if you come here, I need to tell you where to sit. Praise God. In your house, you can dress anyhow, but if you come here, I'm going to tell you how to dress and come to church. Because today, people no longer want anything that will give them problems. It is in church now you begin to see fashion. People wear anything. You know, sometimes I see on billboards, women of God, the way they paint their face and their fingernails on that billboard. And I say to myself, something is crazy about this thing. We no longer understand the manner of life of the master. You know, this Christianity is becoming too free, and that's the devil selling an idea to people. That's the devil selling the idea. He said, it doesn't matter, you can put your finger there, let it be as long as that. No problem, don't worry. The fire shall reveal. Nobody, the same heaven where Paul did, now he did go. It's the same heaven. Can I tell you that God is not changing his standard? It says, forever the kingdom of God standeth sure, and having this seal, the Lord knoweth those who are his. Let those that name the name of the Lord depart from evil. Praise God. We have just at most 100 years, 120. Some of us that have already lived 40 years. Some of you that are looking at me like this, you are looking very young, but you know that you are already clocking 50. You are looking very young, but you have already clocked 54. 100 minus 54, how many remain? Praise God. And so you discover that you have lesser time to stay here, and you are still playing hanky-panky with your relationship with God. Praise God. So when next you are painting and looking at yourself in the mirror, ask yourself, how old am I? Get yourself ready for the kingdom. Get yourself ready for God's work. It is now time to get yourself buried in the work of God. It is now time to get yourself committed to the calling, committed to your divine purpose, because soon the trumpet may sound. You may be called back home. He didn't enter with the right code. He just came anyhow. The fault is either that of the servant that invited him. Remember, there were many born servants, and they invited people differently. So maybe there is a born servant that went and said, anyhow, just come, come eat, come and enjoy, come and enjoy. And that's the mentality people have about church today, a place of enjoyment. They said, our master don't prepare food, chicken day, goat day, pork meat day, bush meat day, beef meat day, just come and eat, come and eat. They were not careful to tell them, before you eat, there is a way you need to appear. Come and eat. Is it not the gospel we are preaching today? Come, the Lord will help you. Come, the Lord will deliver you. And so when she comes for 3 years, nobody is asking her hand in marriage. She looks for another choice, because she was invited to come so that she can have a husband. Praise God. We must understand that we come to church to do serious things. Young men die, old men die, young women die, old women die. Anybody can pass on. But let it be that if I live here today, the angels will be standing to welcome me. What are you doing in church? Where are you getting yourself prepared for? He was speechless. Verse 13. Then the king said to the servants, bind him hand and foot. Take him away. Cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Sent to hell from the church. While he was in the street, nothing happened to him. They would have left him in the street, let him enjoy his poor life, but they invited him to church. And in church, they say, bind him, hand and leg. They didn't say, take him back to his house. They said, cast him into the outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. May I not come to church and get my life complicated? May I not come to church and become more rebellious than the one who doesn't go to church? Because we have wicked people in church. Very wicked. They can feed their dogs and don't feed their housemates. Wicked. Wicked people. They can spend money on parties, and the house help that you are paying 8,000 for a month, you are still owing now for 6 months. They can donate millions in church and pay tithe. And the those who are working for them, 15,000 a month, you have not paid them for the past 5 months, and you are giving millions in church. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and shall turn away from their wicked ways, the wickedness of God's people, if they turn away from their wickedness, I will hear them from heaven. The Bible says, bind him inside church. Take him away inside church. Take him to hell from the church. Take him to hell. Let him go there. There will be weeping and gnashing. And the greatest thought that came to me, why this man would be weeping and crying wherever they would take him to, will he not say, oh, I wish the man who invited me told me. Will he not complain? Will he not call the name of the man who invited him? And then the master will begin to look for who invited him and said, why didn't you tell him? And I'm telling you today, so that wherever you will be a couple of years from now, you'll be able to tell God that my pastor told me. Because some people will go to hell and they will say, I wish my pastor ever mentioned it once. I won't be here today. I wish I was told. I wish I was informed that I need to adjust my life. I need to adjust the way I look, the way I dress, the way I appear. Somebody is telling you it doesn't matter. You can put all the black things on your face and all the white one everywhere. Just move. What God is looking for is in the heart. Have you not heard that the Bible said that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh, that every man is a product of what he thinks. As he thinketh in his heart, so he is. So before you rub all those combination of seven colors of the rainbow on your face, it was deep inside of your heart first. It was you that decided in your heart that you are going to wear something that will kill the pastor as you come to church. Dress to kill. It was you that decided this. And you dress like that. When I go today, every attention will be on me. I am dressing to kill. So even believers are dressing to kill. Instead of killing the devil. Praise God. Did you go to church? I went for first service. 1 hour, 15 minutes. That's why you can wear something that looks like 1 hour, 15 minutes. Praise God. Today we have all sorts of things in the church just because we want to make church comfortable for people. Say today is Jean Sunday. And go to church that day, you will see Jean. Some will tear their own hair, some tear it here, some tear it inside the church. What is happening to us? Don't go to hell from church. Praise God. Don't go to hell from church. Get yourself ready for God's kingdom. That's where he wants you to be.
Beloved, thank you for taking time to listen to God's word. We trust you've been blessed. This message was brought to you by Pentecostal Deliverance Church, located at 65 Stadium Road, opposite Mummy B Junction, Rumomasi, Port Harcourt. You can get our Sincere Milk Devotional and Believer's Training Class Manual and other inspiring and life-transforming audio messages from our church book stand located in the church premises or through our website www.pdconline247.com. Furthermore, our church activity schedule is as follows. Monday and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., counseling. Wednesday, 6 p.m., School of Wisdom. Friday, 6 p.m., prayer meeting. Sunday, 8 a.m., lifting service. If you would like to reach us via call, our helplines are 080-3389-0315 and 080-6935-5639. God bless you.